Calling It, a new podcast from Newstalk for election 2020.
Now, we're calling it. Throughout the general election campaign, I'm drilling down into all 39 constituencies. And Gavin Riley, political correspondent with Virgin Media News and presenter of On the Record every Sunday on News Talk, is telling me all about each of the individual constituencies, the number of seats, who's running, who's not, and some of the dynamics. And then I'll follow Gavin by calling it. Gavin, what's first?
Let's go to some home turf for yourself, Ivan, a constituency that you know all too well, perhaps better than many should or indeed would, the five-seat constituency of Wexford. Now, last time around, that elected two Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Labour and one Independence for Change. The five TDs last time were Brendan Howland of Labour, who topped the poll, then James Brown of Fianna Fáil, Mick Wallace of Independence for Change, and the Fine Gael pairing of Michael Darcy and Paul Keogh. Now, of course, in the meantime, Mick Wallace has gone off to Brussels and Strasbourg, and he was replaced in the by-election most recently by Malcolm Byrne, which means that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are both trying to retain two seats and Labour with the one. So the five incumbent TDs as of now are all standing again to seek re-election. Alongside them on the ballot, on a field of 15 candidates, we have the independent Ger Carthy, we have Jim Codd of A&2, we have Lisa MacDonald of Fianna Fáil, independent Bart Murphy, the independent former Fine Gael by-election candidate Verona Murphy, we have Johnny Mithen of Sinn Féin, we have Seanie O'Shea, who is of Independence for Change, Paula Rosengrave of the Greens, Michael Sheehan of Fianna Fáil, and Deirdre Wadding of Solidarity, People Before Profit.
All right. First of all, the by-election is fairly recent. Mm-hmm. So that gives us the best form guide to go on. The victor on that occasion, Malcolm Byrne, definitely has momentum. And I'm saying he'll do very, very well. He's based in Gorey. And that creates obvious problems for Michael Darcy, because it would be very hard for a small town like Gorey to elect two TDs.
Is there a broader issue, even before we get into the individual candidates, that ordinarily a constituency like Wexford would try and strike a balance between those who represent the towns in the northern end and then those who represent Enniscorthy in the middle, or Wexford town down to the south? And by-elections always then create a bit of an imbalance, because if you might have had three and two at a full election, then the by-election comes along and ruins that. Right now you could say there are four incumbents from the northern half of
Correct.
The county and one has to go.
Correct. That's exactly right. So what I'm saying, that the safe seat is Brendan Howland, followed by two Fianna Fáil seats. Malcolm Byrne is safe, and James Brown in Enniscorthy. His father was a sparring partner with me, John Brown. He's still active. He has a safe seat. Fianna Fáil won't get three seats here. If they do, it won't be Lisa MacDonald. I've seen some poll data, sample ballot paper results, and Michael Sheehan is the third strongest. But I don't think, by running four candidates, that he will have enough to stay in the count. So I think that Michael Sheehan's elimination, I think Brown and Byrne will be near enough to a quota themselves.
Okay.
I think the elimination of Sheehan will decide the last seat.
Yeah, a quota, and just in this case, by the way, is 16.7%. And in the by-election, Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil got 31.2%, which is close to two quotas in a five-seat circumstance.
And therefore, I think that there isn't a third seat for Fianna Fáil.
Okay.
Now, so Fine Gael lose a seat. That's the first thing I'm predicting, that Fine Gael will lose
so
a seat.
Which and of it then, of Michael Darcy or
on paper,
Paul
you would have said last November, before the by-election, that it had to be Paul Keogh. He only struggled by 50 votes the last time ahead of Johnny Mithen of Sinn Féin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hanging on by a thread. He's had the difficulties with the army pay and so on, and general difficulties, shall we just say, in holding on to that second seat. Whereas Darcy was seen to be favoured by Leo, had got the promotion and so on.
Junior finance
but
minister.
Because of the Gorey factor, and because Keogh will be in a geographically better placed, it's simply a case of who'll be on top, Keogh or Darcy. One of them will get a seat. There is one Fine Gael seat, and one goes out, will push the other in. So I'm saying, on balance, Darcy to lose his seat and Keogh to get a seat. So now I've given four seats.
Yes, you've given Brendan Howland, you've given the Fianna Fáil pairing of James Brown and Malcolm Byrne, and you've held on to a seat for Paul Keogh, but you've got one fifth one remaining.
Yes.
Are we about to talk about the Verona Murphy?
Yes, we are. We are, because the situation is that there's a thing called the Duncannon Line. It runs from Wexford through Wellington Bridge the whole way to Duncannon Port. And that south of the county has enough votes to elect a TD. And then you go into Campyle, where she's from, the southern end of New Ross district. She is perfectly, that's why she was the Fine Gael candidate. It was perfect. Darcy and Gorey, Keogh in the centre, and Verona in the south. So I think the votes, the last TD has to come. And so therefore, who's going to be the higher? She versus Ger Carthy. So Joe Carty goes out, transfers to her. She and she, as long as she can stay ahead of Michael Sheehan, they will get a seat between them. And on balance, I think that Brown and Byrne will keep, you know, will take some of, you know, around Paul Pasty and Clown Roach, those areas where Enniscorthy borders on the New Ross district. And Michael Sheehan is back to Waterford. He, you know, he's living in the town of New Ross, you know, the River Barrow there. So I'm calling it the last seat for Verona.
So then what about the other run and ride that we haven't mentioned or only passing, Johnny Mython?
Yes,
10% last time, 10% again in the by-election. One might have thought if there were to be a two-fingers vote to the government or the establishment, it might go to a Sinn Féin candidate rather than an independent.
This is the remarkable conundrum of the poll. The last two polls show a surge. I mean, Johnny Mython lost his council seat. I mean, how can you say a guy can't get elected last May to the council is going to get a Dáil seat? So I was dismissing his chances, but I will say if there's a dark horse, if there's a fly in the ointment, if this Sinn Féin surge is true, he would beat Verona to the last seat. So actually, it's he's in play for the last seat. But I just, he's from the Enniscorthy district. Again, the wrong place, the most crowded place. That I'm giving it to Verona for one reason, geography.
Okay, so the five TDs that Ivan Yates is predicting will be returned for the constituency of Wexford: Brendan Howland of Labour, James Brown of Fianna Fáil, Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Paul Keogh of Fine Gael, and the independent candidate, Verona Murphy.
Calling it. Make sure to subscribe to receive updates on new episodes.